Smartphones are exact.
Okay, we'll call to order Board of Works for February 11th. Need approval of the January 28th minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, Parks Department.
Steve Beam with Lindsay Park. This Saturday is our Valentine's Dance at Green Activities from 6 to 8 p.m. Partnered with NBUV, Terry's Traditions, and Alpha Sound, TDs for music. It's our 13th year. It's totally free for everybody. And about ball price and pool pass at the end of the day. So from 6 to 8 p.m. at Green Activities.
Thanks, Steve. Police chief is out of town, so we'll move to street sanitation. Mr. Anderson.
Street department, yesterday we went out and just some, pre-treated on Friday, we worked out very well. But yesterday we went and got out about 8 o'clock, picked up about noon. Make sure there wasn't any ice for me, and it wasn't.
Okay, good job.
Right.
City engineer is out, so we'll move to old business. Ward bid for shelter house rehab, and I'll let Lara speak. If you remember last, couple meetings ago, we accepted the bids.
Right.
One was from Pittman, and the other one was from Wolf, Pittman being the lowest.
So we took it under advisement, we looked at both the bidders, talked to all the references, and did a little bit of figuring since they were both over budget. We did come to an agreement with city approval that we would take off part of the scope, which included the roofing, to make it budget friendly. So we are going to be able to do the restroom renovations with that, and Pittman agreed to those terms and conditions. So I suggest we award it here.
Okay. And then we figure the roof, we could just down the road look at getting that redone.
It's not currently leaking.
Right.
It's not something that has to be addressed immediately. Right. So it would be something that you guys could do down the road.
Okay. So we're accepting the Pittman, but
just do the revised.
Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the bid by Pittman General Contracting as recommended.
Okay, I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And it should be mentioned that this is, there is a $50,000 grant through DNR for the this project. So. Okay, we'll move to new business. First up is Aging Well Retreat Banner Generations. Alma Kramer.
Didn't recognize you there, sorry.
10-time banner requester, first time for Aging Well Retreat. Generations Area Agency on Aging, number 13, is, we've had one 5 years ago. We didn't do a banner. We got a grant that was have banner this round, and it's a free event over Green Activities and the health screeners, vendors, giveaways, with free lunch. We'll be talking about their care planning, mental health, and older adults, healthy aging, Alzheimer's, and we'll have some exercise demonstrations. And put in a request to call out for the banner to be disclosed to everybody who will be there.
Okay, looks like Paula's got everything she needs, so we'll recommend that the banner request for Generations be approved for Hart Street from March 15th through March 26th.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Great, thanks.
Next is, there he is. You're up.
Usually when it was the Catholic priest that would come, we'd move him to the top of the.
Thank you for moving me up. I'm representing the Vincennes Ministerial Association, and we would like to schedule the annual, this will be the 11th annual, the Way of the Crosswalk on Good Friday, which is April 19th at noon. It is the same route that we've always taken. You may have a map in front of you.
We do.
So it starts at the Old Cathedral, ends at the Old Cathedral, goes through the downtown. And it's the same thing that we've done this few
Right.
Would appreciate police support, and would ask for permission to give away the crosswalk.
All right, it's always a great thing, and strongly encourage anyone that's non-denominational and attended, well-attended, really, not public. So we'll make a motion to approve the route for the Way of the Crosswalk, recommended by Reverend Carl, for April 19th at noon, from noon to 1 o'clock.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks, George.
Next two items on the agenda is BEF Steve Beeman. First one is June 8th, street closure and use of the stage.
The Business Education Foundation is doing a fundraiser on Saturday, June 8th. Have a group coming in, hair back to the ball for all of the 1980s individuals. We want to use the stage that the city has, not the one that Bryce Williams, but the stage that's over in Soldier and the building apart from there. We will come and get it set up and bring it back. That we thought would be best if we can get use of that. And that day we also want to close the streets, or the street in front of Adams between 6th and 7th. We'll have food vendors in the parking lot right across the street for the event that evening.
Okay. So you have two different...
October 5th is homecoming closure for that road also.
Okay, so we're doing both of these.
Yeah, the first one is June 8th, using the stage and closing.
Okay, so we're going to make two motions, one here for the Vincent's Education Foundation for above the street closing between 6th and 7th Street for an event at Adams Coliseum, and also for October 5th, which is the homecoming mixer.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Does anybody have anything under miscellaneous? If not, we just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.